Now, individuals revolt against this by saying it must never happen again. And we get the second factor, which jams the track. An individual says, I can no longer trust myself. I have to have experience. Therefore, what has happened to me yesterday will guide my footsteps today. Simple, isn't it? Nice, interesting, easy mechanism. He's already made up his mind now to take yesterday and to live today better and happier and more carefree. Obvious. Yesterday, when I got up in the morning, I started singing at the top of my voice. It made the little woman mad. We had a dreadful breakfast. So obviously, when I get up this morning, why, I won't let it happen again. You see, and I'll have a nice breakfast, and we'll have a nice pleasant morning, and go sailing happily upon our way. So, fella gets up in the morning, next morning, guided by the experience of yesterday, and doesn't sing. Doesn't say a word. He goes around very quietly. Okay, gets going. Hello. Finally, his wife, being a delicate, well-mannered lady, says, what the hell are you being so quiet about? What have you been up to? See, system didn't work. So the third morning, he gets up and he says, now let's see. 2 days ago, I sang and was happy and practically a canary bird here. And that started a fight. And yesterday, I was silent. And that started a fight. Huh. Where do I go from here? Well, there isn't any place to go from there, of course. So he relies on deeper experience. Now, this, of course, he can't make up his own mind, so he turns on an automatic mind-maker-upper. Hey. So he gets mad as hell, and he beats the devil out of her. Nothing happened the third morning at all. Instead of singing, instead of being quiet, he simply walks in and knocks her over the head. The only trouble is, operating somewhat analytically, the wife by this time has gotten a guilty conscience. And on the first morning, why, she had a splitting headache. And headaches are always splitting for some reason or other. I don't think it has anything to do with old executions or anything like that. But she objected, you see, to all of this noise and racket. Next morning, why, she had a guilty conscience about it all. And she said to herself, well, I've been trying to make him happy and so forth, and now I've crushed him down, and he's going around trying to show me now, by being very quiet, that I have done wrong, and he is reproving me. He is being resentful. He is being sullen. Okay? So she gets mad at him for being sullen. But then experience has told her that 2 mornings in a row, she got involved in a fight. So on the third morning, she analytically decides to relax about it all. And if he sings, he sings. And if he's quiet, he's quiet. The thing to do is to give him a good breakfast and cheer him up and send him on his way. He walks in and hits her over the head. Well, this doesn't add up. Doesn't add up to her. Now, without saying anything about it, the intention of being nice to her husband has been greeted by being beaten. He has now the experience of being nice to the wife and being thoughtful and considerate. Gets him no place either. So they both settle down in a mutual engram called marriage. And from there on, they're human. She has no more answers. He has no more answers. So he acts like his father or his mother, whichever was the handiest series of engrams, and she acts like her father or her mother, whichever is handiest in her engram bank. And these just go into action, and they all automatically carry out somehow or another. Only sometimes it doesn't work out because both of them elected to be their fathers. You have the behavior pattern of two fathers trying to live together. Difficult.